This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The American Music Awards were announced, and Bruno Mars leads the pack this year with 8 total nominations. Sharing second place, Drake and Ed Sheeran both scored 5 nods. Rihanna, Lady Gaga, and the Chainsmokers are also among this year's nominees. Nominated for Best New Artists were James Arthur, Niall Horan, Julia Michaels, Post Malone, and Race Remmard. The 45th Annual American Music Awards will be handed out here in LA on November 19th. Good luck! Hollywood is happy. Thor Ragnarok, Marvel and Disney's critically acclaimed film, opened to a thunderous $107 million at the foreign box office last weekend. So far, Thor 3 is performing ahead of such titles as Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and Doctor Strange. And in many markets, it posted the biggest October opening ever. Leading all markets was the UK, which earned $15.8 million, the best October number there outside of a Bond film. Boom! An actress who appeared on Entourage has accused Jeremy Piven of sexual assault. Ariane Bellamar tweeted to Piven, quote, "Remember when you cornered me in your trailer on the Entourage set? Remember grabbing my boobies on the couch without asking? Remember when I tried to leave, you grabbed me by the ass, looked at yourself in the mirror, and said, 'What a beautiful couple we made'?" Unquote. Piven has yet to respond to Bellamar's tweets. Perhaps he doesn't, remember? Rap star Cardi B got engaged in front of a sold-out crowd in Philadelphia as her boyfriend, Offset, proposed and then put a ring on it. The audience can be seen on Twitter going wild as the member of hip-hop trio Migos gets down on bended knee while Cardi B mouths, "Oh my God," shakes her hand, and covers her mouth. Cardi B said, quote, "I just want to go to sleep and wake up and make sure this ain't a dream. Thank you, God, for all these blessings. Thank you, babe. God really sent you to me." Unquote. Now let's see how long that lasts. Since Chris Pratt and Anna Faris split up a few months back, it seems Anna has already moved on with a new man. The new man, Michael Barrett, was the cinematographer for her latest film, Overboard. Oh, and the movie was filmed before the split, leading people to wonder if history was repeating itself for Anna, who left husband Ben Indra for Pratt after meeting him on the set of Take Me Home Tonight. Note to self, do not marry Anna. Producer and TV host Andy Cohen has taken to Twitter to respond to Kathy Griffin's video rant against him and TMZ's Harvey Levin, in which he said, quote, "People like Andy Cohen and Harvey Levin honestly live to take women down," unquote. Kathy also accused Andy of offering her cocaine before her interviews on his show. Andy tweeted saying, quote, "I'm completely stunned by this story. It's 100% false and totally made up," unquote. Whoops, the only thing she forgot in the video was to hold up Andy Cohen's severed head. Fast and Furious star Tyrese is caught up in a messy child custody battle, and it's obvious the legal battle is taking a toll. Last week, Tyrese's ex-wife Norma Gibson took the stand and detailed an alleged history of abuse by the actor, claiming he punched her in the stomach when she was pregnant with their daughter. Hours before heading back to court, the actor broke down while posting a video, making a desperate plea for Norma to drop her fight for a restraining order against him. Wow, what's the name of Tyrese's next movie? Sad and Furious? R&B singer Tamar Braxton recently announced she was quitting the music business so she could focus on her marriage and family life. Well, this week, she filed for divorce from her hubby, manager Vincent Herbert. Braxton rose to fame in 2011 on Braxton Family Values, the TV reality series featuring Grammy-winning singer Toni Braxton and her four sisters. The singer and Herbert appear now in the spin-off series Tamar and Vince, and its fifth season will debut November 9th. Huh, what's the show going to be called now? Tamar and No Vince? Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber grab breakfast together at a cafe in LA's Westlake Village neighborhood. This isn't the first time that Selena and Justin have been hanging out recently. Just last week, he was seen arriving at her house. And if you didn't know already, Selena and her boyfriend The Weeknd are officially done. Well, let's see if the former couple get back together, much to the chagrin of Selena's family. Stranger Things actor Charlie Heaton was denied entry into the U.S. last week after trace amounts of cocaine were found in his luggage when he arrived in L.A. A law enforcement official said that a customs canine sniffed Heaton's luggage and officers found a small amount of coke. Heaton, a British citizen, wasn't arrested and no charges were filed, but he was returned to London. Okay, wait a minute. The show is set in the 1980s and he was caught with cocaine. Perfect! Linkin Park's concert in honor of the late Chester Bennington was recently held at the Hollywood Bowl. The band was joined by other musical guests including Blink 182, Machine Gun Kelly, System of a Down, and more. Paul McCartney, Metallica, 30 Seconds to Mars, Guns N' Roses' Duff McKagan, and others also sent their love and support via a video message played during the event. The night was an extremely emotional tribute to Bennington, who committed suicide on July 20th. The Trash Bin. Andy Dick has been dropped from the independent feature film Raising Buchanan following accusations of sexual harassment and misconduct on the set. Two sources detailed Dick's inappropriate behavior, which included groping people's genitals, unwanted kissing, licking, and sexual propositions of at least four members of the production. Though Dick denied groping claims, he said it's possible that he licked people and he confirmed that he did make advances on others. Well, all we can say here is, ew.
The news wrap-up.
Amazon could be entering the healthcare industry since it received approval for wholesale pharmacy licenses in at least 12 states. In other Amazon news, they've redesigned the free Kindle app for iOS and Android. The five most valuable tech companies added $181 billion in value last Friday after their earnings reports came out. Major tech stocks are soaring, except for Tesla, and that's due to production problems.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Thor Ragnarok rocks the box office.
The number one album.
Kenny Chesney's Live in No Shoes Nation is the number one album.
The number one app.
Plague Incorporated remains the number one app for a second week.
The number one book.
John Grisham's The Rooster Bar is the number one fiction book.
Selena Gomez has collaborated with EDM DJ Marshmello and said that the new song's lyrics mirror feelings and experiences she was going through when she recorded the song. Selena said, quote, "For me this year, I wanted my music to be a lot more meaningful, to be honest. I didn't want it to be clouded by over-glamorous things, and the pop world can just be really distracting sometimes," unquote. Well, we agree. It's different than anything she's done before. Here's Selena Gomez and Marshmello with the song of the week, Wolves.
Your fingertips trace my skin to places I have never been.
Selena Gomez with Marshmello with the song of the week, Wolves. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.